Consultation for Mark Smith, December 22nd, 50, addresses a letter to Dr. Ball, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, 775-6472. Dear Terry, consultation, Mr. Smith, abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with wife, changes appears to happen within the last 4 years, as prior hospital admission 2021 creatinine was normal. Present weight and appetite is normal, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, denies incontinence, nocturia, denies infection, cloudiness of blood. He still has a prostate. He has not passed a kidney stone. Back in 2021, there was an extensive cellulitis abscess, perineal region towards the right, close to the rectum, or excuse me, close to the anus, for what debridement was done, and to allow the wound to heal, he did have a colostomy. 7 months later, after the abscess healed, it was taken down, and he has normal bowel pathways. There is some degree of edema, but he does not follow a restricted salt or fluid. He has weakness of the lower extremities, unsteadiness, some numbness, but no ulcers, no claudication. He also has chronic back pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents, hip arthritis, has a pacemaker, denies chest pain palpitation, denies increase of dyspnea, has congestive heart failure, uses a CPAP machine for many years consistently, no oxygen. Next paragraph, past medical history for long-term diabetes. He's not aware of retinopathy or procedures. Question minor neuropathy. He mentioned severe bradycardia requiring pacemaker. This is, however, a CRT pacer. He's been told about congestive heart failure. Your notes shows with reduced ejection fraction that he was not aware. Prior imaging shows calcification of coronary arteries, but he denies heart attack, angioplasty, stents, or bypass surgery. He's not aware of rheumatic fever or valve abnormalities. He denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, or stroke. Never been tested carotid arteries or peripheral vascular disease. Denies liver disease, kidney stones, uric acid, or gout. Denies pneumonia. He has prior surgery for club foot on the left side. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, he starts smoking, age 18, 2 packs per day, discontinued in the 1990s. He still drinks frequently beer and whiskey bourbon. Next paragraph. Present medications include short long-acting insulin, Ozempic, lisinopril, Invokana, I-N-V-O-K-A-N-A, Lasix, Bisoprolol, Zetia, Zocor. He has a glucose monitor, Freestyle number 2, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Other surgeries, hernia repair, colonoscopy and benign polyps, needle aspiration, thyroid benign nodules. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 70 inches tall, 255 pounds. Blood pressure, 140 over 60 on the right, 138/56 on the left. Mild decreased hearing, has JBD, no gross respiratory distress, bilateral carotid bruise, no palpable thyroid on lymph nodes, normal eye movements, normal speech, distant breath sounds but no local IRALs, heart device on the left upper chest, appears regular, obesity of the abdomen, umbilical hernia irregular, no inflammatory changes around 1.5 centimeters, prior colostomy site on the left side with a ventral hernia, no ascites or tenderness, decreased peripheral pulses, left femoral bruit, the left leg is smaller compared to the right from prior club foot surgery. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries from Quest, Q-U-E-S-T. This is from August. There is no albumin in the urine, less than 30 milligrams per gram. He was 3. There is high triglyceride, low HDL, otherwise cholesterol control. High potassium, 5.5. Creatinine at 1.79, representing a GFR 39, normal sodium acid base A1C 7.5, normal calcium, normal thyroid, transaminases, anemia 12.8, normal white blood cell platelet, back in March, TSA 1.5, creatinine 1.34, for a GFR of 56. Last year, September, creatinine 1.68. March 2024, creatinine 1.17. September 2023, creatinine 1.3. 2021, creatinine 0.8. There is a kidney ultrasound. October 2024, normal size, 11.1 right, 11.6 left, without obstruction. We call for an echo report. This is from July 2024. Normal ejection fraction, 55. Grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, right ventricle considered normal. Mild degree of pulmonary hypertension, no significant valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease over the last few years, a person who has diabetes, hypertension, and evidence of extensive atherosclerosis based on physical exam, carotid bruits, femoral bruits, decreased peripheral pulses. I don't have the report, but your office records mentions calcified coronary arteries, has congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, no evidence of protein in the urine, which is the hallmark of diabetic nephropathy. My concern is for renal artery stenosis or small vessels . We're going to do a renal arterial Doppler. We discussed the importance of physical activity, salt restriction, monitor blood pressure at home, continue lisinopril and others. Lisinopril potentially could be increased further if blood pressure is high at home. Continue diabetes management. So far, no problems of urinary tract infection with Invokana. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Continue to follow.